Today is Monday the 17th of March, the Feast of St. Patrick. Christ be near at either hand. Let me make these simple words my prayer today. Let me know Christ's presence in my life, Christ's closeness to me in every moment of this day, and let me welcome that presence with an open heart.
Christ, my life and only way, Christ, my lantern, night and day, Christ, be my unchanging friend, guide and shepherd to the
Today's reading is from the Gospel of Luke.
Jesus appointed 70 others and sent them on ahead of him in pairs to every town and place where he himself intended to go. He said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go on your way. See, I'm sending you out like lambs into the midst of wolves. Carry no purse. No bag, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this house.' And if anyone is there who shares in peace, your peace will rest on that person. But if not, it will return to you. Remain in the same house, eating and drinking whatever they provide, for the laborer deserves to be paid. Do not move about from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and its people welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick who are there, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But whenever you enter a town and they do not welcome you, go out into its streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town that clings to our feet, we wipe off in protest against you. Yet know this, the kingdom of God has come near. I tell you, on that day it will be more tolerable for Sodom than for that town.' The 70 returned with joy, saying, 'Lord, in your name even the demons submit to us.' He said to them, I watched Satan fall from heaven like a flash of lightning. See, I've given you authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice at this, that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven.
When the pairs of disciples come back to Jesus, thrilled with what had happened while they were out on the mission he gave them, it is clearly a joyful moment. He set them quite detailed instructions for that mission. Basically, travel light and keep it simple. And it looks like that was good advice. And here they are now, back with him and reunited with each other, smiles on their faces. Is there a smile on Jesus' face too? Where have been moments of deep satisfaction in your experience? Can you ponder any moment that comes to you now, when you might have felt rather like those friends of Jesus? Do you notice or recall what led to this satisfaction, this joy? Were you able to keep it simple? Were you able to travel light, keeping your focus only on what was good and true in your dealings with people you met on your journey? When you report back to Jesus, is there a smile on your face? On his? Listen again to the story from the Gospel of Luke. This time, try to picture that excitement, that joy, that thrill. And try, too, to imagine how Jesus greeted them on their return. What are his own sentiments at this moment? Can you ask him to share them with you?
Jesus appointed 70 others and sent them on ahead of him in pairs to every town and place where he himself intended to go. He said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the labourers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out labourers into his harvest. Go on your way. See, I'm sending you out like lambs into the midst of wolves. Carry no purse, no bag, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this house.' And if anyone is there who shares in peace, your peace will rest on that person. But if not, it will return to you. Remain in the same house, eating and drinking whatever they provide, for the labourer deserves to be paid. Do not move about from house to house. Whenever you enter a town, and its people welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick who are there, and say to them, The kingdom of God has come near to you. But whenever you enter a town, and they do not welcome you, go out into its streets and say, Even the dust of your town that clings to our feet, we wipe off in protest against you. Yet know this, the kingdom of God has come near. I tell you, on that day it will be more tolerable for Sodom than for that town. The 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, in your name even the demons submit to us. He said to them, I watched Satan fall from heaven like a flash of lightning. See, I have given you authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice at this, that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven.
Perhaps it comes to you now that you felt something rather different, that the demons got in the way, spoiling your joy or not letting you rejoice in the good moments. Take that to the Lord now. Ask Him for the grace to know, deep in your heart, that your name is written in heaven. Glory be to the Father,
and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.